Maybe I'll come to your office and change that.
Today's learning should be learned. It's time to show Shai Maisha and the Rift Kabas Maisha is here. We is for Shlaim Chaim Maisha and Malcolm and Brachabas Tar Malka, Matiz and Fagadin, and it's for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So let's continue on, continuing on over here when almost at the end of Sif Aleph, Simon Reish Mem Ches, speaking about getting onto a boat, going on a boat over Shabbos. Says the Mechaber, Be'im hu derech mu'at, if it's a short distance, as is the story from going by waterway from Tzar to Tzidon, it basically takes one day. Since there's a possibility that you'll get there before Shabbos, and there's no necessarily any guarantee that there's going to be any sort of Chil Shabbos, so since it's only a possibility you'll get there, but it is possible you'll get there before Shabbos, says the Mechaber, you're allowed to leave on Erev Shabbos. In a place that the meaning is that we don't go on, you don't go out on a boat on Erev Shabbos at all, even a small distance, you should follow the meaning of Mokum and you shouldn't do it. Let's see the Mishabura, Sif Katin Yud, Baboika. So that's only, of course, this that you can go mitzvah letzid. There's not if I'm leaving at in the afternoon. If it has to be that when I'm leaving, it's possible that I can get there before Shabbos. The lo yigil is sham kaidim Shabbos, because if I go leave an hour or two into the day, then I'm certainly not going to get there before Shabbos. So then it's no difference than any other location. Neisha efshir, because it's passed right to loyman. Because yes, shurach toiv. Then the boats obviously used to go by sail. It was the wind that made the boat go. So therefore, when there's a good wind, halchem yoy mechad l'chein shari lahalach be'er Shabbos. Since there's a good possible fisha efshir shiyurach toiv, it's possible that there will be a good wind and you'll be able to get there before Shabbos. Okay, let's continue on in this topic. Let's go to Sif Beis. Now, if you remember, Mishabur told us that in Sif Beis, the Mechaber is going to follow the Rif's point that the issue of going on a boat within 3 days of Shabbos has nothing to do with Chum, has nothing to do with that you might be in a position of Pekuach Nefesh, you have to Mechal Shabbos, has everything to do with Einik Shabbos. Now, as we explained previously, just to refresh our memories, the Mechaber is not really paskening like the Rif, because the Mechaber is really paskening like the other Shitas, that the concern is the Chil Shabbos, the concern is the Tchum, possibly. But he's also taking the Rif's concern as well. Okay? This that it says not to go for 3 days. Hatam mishum Einik Shabbos. And we just said this is one of the reasons. But the Mechaber says the reason is Einik Shabbos. Shekol shloisha yomer rishonim yesh lem tzaru, bilbul, you have pain and your confusion. V'dafke l'mafligim b'yam ha'maluchim. He says, therefore, this concern is if you're leaving in the waterways that are salted. Ava b'naharis, eim ha'shem tzar, l'mafligim b'hem. L'fichach mot l'hafgulam ha'filu b'er Shabbos. Assuming you don't have any of the other issues, you're able to leave even on Erev Shabbos because you eliminate the Einik Shabbos issue. This that it, like as I just explained, this that I said you can go even on Erev Shabbos because you've eliminated the Einik Shabbos issue, because it's not like going on the ocean. You're not going to have the smell of the salt water. You're not going to have the nausea of the waves and everything else. But that is assuming that the place you are going, you don't know for a fact, is less than 10 tefachim deep. Because if you know for a fact that the space is along the way that's less than 10 tefachim deep, then you're running into the Tchum Shabbos. So the Mechaber is going with both reasons. There's less than 10 tefachim. Then you got a problem of Tchum. So the Mechaber is really taking both of these things. Let's see the Mishabura. Filiber Shabbos. You can even leave on Erev Shabbos. Ein tzarich lifsak im shishbos. Leaning on half of Shabbos, I am a Sif Gimel. Whether you can leave on Shabbos itself in such a situation, we'll see in Sif Gimel. B'hu shaloi, that's as long as you don't know that there is for sure spaces along the way that are less than 10 tefachim deep. The cave and the tchum and the rabbanon, who the whole halacha of tchum is the rabbanon. Vatchil tchum in the yud beis mil. Time alone to be yam and haris aim behem isa the reis l'diver hakel. If you the tchum of 2,000 amos, that's the rabbanon. The tchum of 12 mil, some say is deraisa. Now, but in the yamim and the haris, everyone agrees that even that is not a deraisa. She'ein doimin ledigle midbar. Where do we learn out the tchum? We learn out the tchum from where the yidden used to, the way they used to be rest in the midbar, And the yamen is not where they would rest, and therefore it's not daim, and therefore there's no daraisa of tchum in the water. Lefichach, therefore, talin and besveik lahakol. Since you don't know for a fact that there's a spot that's less than 10 tvachim, so now even you may not have a tchum problem at all, because there's a shita that holds that lemaila me'asara, there's no tchum. And you may not have a tchum anyway, because those the yam and the harist, you don't have tchum, and therefore you don't have to worry about it. If I'm reading the omek asar tvachim, if it's unknown, you can assume it's 10 tvachim deep. Mikarka svina, from the bottom of the boat, lekarka mayim, to the bottom of the waterway. The ain tchum lemalam asar, there's no tchum over 10. Shemikarka svina perish. What does he mean that you have to make sure that there is 10 tvachim from the, where do we measure this 10 tvachim from? Okay, so we set a very important distinction over here. If I know for a fact that there is a space where I'm going on Shabbos in a quiet waterway where I won't have a problem of Einik Shabbos, right? But I know for a fact that there's a space on this water that's less than 10 tvachim deep, then I can't do it, because then we're back into the tchum problem. Where do I measure from? Is it 10 tvachim from the surface of the water? So the mechaber tells us, no, it's 10 tvachim from the bottom of the boat. And the mechaber is going to explain that. Okay? Paris. Afa pi shamayim amukam asara. Even if the water is 10 tvachim deep, you're not on a pontoon, right? So a pontoon floats on top of the water. You're on a regular boat. A regular boat, the hull is beneath the water. If you don't have 10, so you measure from the bottom of the boat. So the boat is, the hull is underwater a certain amount. You have to measure from the, you need 10 tvachim from the floor of the water, of the ground under the water, to the bottom of the boat. It doesn't make a difference if you are sitting on the floor of the boat, which then you're certainly within 10 tvachim. You're sitting up on top of the boat. Even though you are way above 10 tvachim, but if you're not measuring from where you're sitting, you're measuring from the bottom of the boat. Why? Since the boat is 4 amas wide, right? And it becomes a place that you can spend time on, you can walk on. Even if you start standing on the deck of the boat, it's not enough to measure from where you're standing. You have to measure from the bottom of the boat. There are those who say that measure from where your feet are. Yes, a great need, you can be simich on them. Also, lotzeis, however, if you know for a fact that there is, let's just see what this is. Right, so we said if we know for a fact that it's less than 10 tvachim, then you can't. For all 3 days before Shabbos, because if you know for a fact that you're going to have to be Yoyvah and Tchum. Once again, if it's before 3 days, you're allowed to. Okay, now let's go back to the Ramah. Says the Ramah, if you have a kind of a boat where the Yid is going to have to come to do Malacha on Shabbos, also you're not allowed to enter it 3 days before Shabbos. So he's saying this, that the Mechaber said that if I'm not out on the ocean and it's not, I don't have the salty water and I don't have the waves of the ocean, so I don't have the Einik Shabbos issue and I don't have the Tchum issue because I don't know for a fact that there's any spot here that's less than 10 tvachim. Says Ramah, that's not enough. You also need to be in a position that you're not, that it's not going to turn, that you're going to come to have to do Michal Shabbos near the boat. Even if you're above 10, and even if it's the quiet ways, and even if it's not the salt water, right? You still need that you shouldn't be likely to have to come to Issa Shabbos. Okay, now he adds on one more point that we already had previously. This, that the animals are dragging the boat from the shoreline, it's not similar to sitting in a wagon, which is asa, as we explained previously, but now over here, the Mishabur is going to explain it to us again. Let's see, Mishabur, Sif Katan Tazayin, Lidei Malacha, Fila Malacha Darabanan. Even if you're going to have to come to a Malacha Darabanan, you're not allowed to do it. Lekanis Vashleish Yomim, Atam, Kamash Ksav Tilel, Sif Katan Ches, as we said previously, the 3 days are connected to Shabbos. You don't have to worry about the animals dragging the boat. If you're assuming that we're talking about a case, there's no other issue. We're not worried about malacha. It's not in the ocean, so you don't have any Shabbos. It's not less than 10 tefachim. All the other issues were resolved. You can sit in the boat that the animals are pulling it. We have all these solutions. It's not wavy. It's not salty. It's Milo Mayasara. We're not concerned that the Yid will have to do malachi. You have all the solutions. Ain't less Elisa Besvina, but it's the kind of boat that the animals drag it. The Yidoimik Ili Yoshi Bekarma Behem Mashachasa, because I would think this is similar to a wagon. And in a wagon, that's Asa. We don't have a problem over here. The Hasna Tam Shemiyachtav Zmira Lanhiga, because there the reason is because you might pull off a reed in order to whip the animal. The animals are very far. So basically, the summary of this last sif is if I know for a fact that I don't have the Yonik Shabbos problem, and I don't have the Trum problem, and I don't have a reason to believe that I'm going to have to do malacha on Shabbos, I can go on the boat even within 3 days. The problem that the Mechaber told us in Sif Aleph of going on the boat within 3 days is either I have a reason, it's out in the ocean, and therefore there's an Einik Shabbos issue, or it's like the other reasons that it's a situation that it's likely to come to Pekuach Nefesh, and therefore it's likely that I'm going to have to do Malach on Shabbos. When you eliminate those, you can't. Those are the two sides of the coin. Can you go within 3 days or not? When those concerns are eliminated, you could. When those concerns are not eliminated, you cannot do it. Says the Mechaber Sif Gimel, Heichad the Mutl Hafak Me'erev Shabbos. In these situations, which I just described to you, that you could go on Erev Shabbos, there is a solution, says the Mechaber. You can actually leave on Shabbos. Again, we had situations, you're not allowed to leave in 3 days. We described the situations that you could leave on Erev Shabbos. It's a short distance, whatever the reason is. He says there is a solution how you can actually do it on Shabbos. In nithnas besvina mi erev Shabbos, if you go onto the boat when it's still erev Shabbos, v'kana b'shvisa, you're there bein hashmashes. That becomes right. So it's like an idea of tchum, right? Where if you want to be able to walk to a certain place, you can go to a certain place. You can be kind of shvisa in that place. Wherever you're kind of shvisa, that's where you're allowed to go. So he says as follows: if I go onto the boat before Shabbos and I'm there bein hashmashes, Ava Bisha Maflegas, and I stay there. Ava Bisha Maflegas B'Shabbos, the captain leaves the parts on Shabbos. Mutta, it's Mutta. V'hu, Shalo Yitzim, Asvina Me'esha Kona Shvisa. You're not allowed to leave the boat from the time that you're Kona Shvisa. You have to stay on the boat. We'll see. The Ramah brings another Shita that you possibly can even leave the boat. But let's see the Mishabura on this. Heicha the Mutta, perish. In Sif Beis, the Mechaber told us that there's situations that you can leave even on Erev Shabbos. In other words, even within the 3 days. But he didn't say that you can leave on Shabbos. Now he's coming to tell us that there's actually a situation that you can actually leave on Shabbos. Shvisa, you should be kind to Shvisa. You sit down on the boat before Bein HaShemashes, and you're there the whole time. And you're not allowed to leave the boat. He says another problem. If I'm kind of shvisa on the boat, technically, if I leave the boat, why can I come back? That is my home ground for Shabbos. He says a different problem. Mechaber holds, why can't I leave the boat once I went on it and go back onto the boat? Right? So, and again, I sat down on the boat before Bein HaShemashes. I stayed until after Bein HaShemashes. So clearly, my shvisa was kona was on the boat. That's my place for Shabbos. So why can't I leave and get back on? He says the whole problem is not leaving. The problem is that when you get back on, it's gonna be marasayin. It looks like you're floating on the water and you're going onto the water on Shabbos. And that is also as it's brought down in Simon Shin Lamites, and therefore you can't go back on Shabbos. Not a din in the shvisa. It's just a separate problem that the Mechaber has with getting back onto the boat on the Shabbos. Tomorrow we'll see the Ramah, where the Ramah says that he disagrees and he holds that you can actually, if you kind of shvisa over there, you can actually go ahead and get back onto the boat on Shabbos. Okay, we'll stop over here. Netz Hashem, we will see everybody better chasana, and we will, Netz Hashem, continue tomorrow.